I love films. I love going to the cinema. I go at least once a week. How about you? How often do you go to the cinema?
On average, probably once a month.
I like going to the cinema a lot, but probably only get there about once a month.
Not very often, but I do go occasionally.
I go to the cinema probably once or twice a month.
I go to the cinema about once a week during the summertime, usually when they're the best movies.
We probably go together maybe once a fortnight.
I go normally probably once every month, 2 months, but it depends on the film.
I go to the cinema about once every fortnight. Often I'll go on a Wednesday because we get buy one, get one free cinema ticket, so I can take a friend with me.
What kinds of films do you like?
I always like romantic comedies. Slumdog Millionaire was a great movie. Australia was a movie I saw recently, which was really good.
Probably recommend the new Terminator movie. That's once again full of action, very exciting.
I like old films. I have a complete collection of John Wayne and Charlton Heston and musicals. So anything that's quite happy or adventurous or takes me away from real life, those are the ones I watch.
I saw The Proposal not too long ago and I really liked it. It was really interesting. It was really funny, romantic comedy.
Sweeney Todd I really enjoyed with Johnny Depp simply because he was fantastic. And Helena Bonham Carter, one of my favourite actresses, was also really good.
I'd recommend The Graduate. I enjoyed that as a young man and growing up as well, and I think it's a coming-of-age film.
My favourite film is called GoldenEye. It's a James Bond film, and I think the action scenes are just absolutely fantastic. Yeah.
Who's your favourite actor?
John Wayne's my favourite actor.
My favourite actor is the new James Bond, Daniel Craig. I think he's very good at showing emotions in his films. My favourite actress is called Angelina Jolie. She's very beautiful, but she's also played lots of different roles in films.
My favourite actor is Johnny Depp because I think he's funny and I think he's lively and he always has energy on stage.
My favourite actor is Brad Pitt. He's very good looking and he can play many different roles and he's very talented.
My favourite film star is Robert De Niro because I look like him.
Hello and welcome to Fashion Now, with me, Dan Taylor. In today's programme, we ask the question, what is beauty? Do men today really like women with blonde hair and blue eyes? And do women like the James Bond look, tall, dark and very masculine? Or do they like something different now? Are ideas about beauty changing? We went out to see what you really think. Excuse me, ladies. Do you have a moment?
Yes.
Just a quick question. Research says that these days women prefer men with feminine faces.
Really?
Yes, it's true. Honestly.
I don't agree at all. I like masculine faces.
Can I show you some photos?
Sure.
So, which of these guys do you like best?
Sean Connery. He's definitely the best-looking man here.
Ah.
And he's tall, isn't he? Yeah, I like tall men. And I like a man with a beard.
Uh-huh. What about you?
I'm not sure. I like this one. What's his name?
It's Gael Garcia Bernal. He's a Mexican film star.
Yeah? Well, he's got quite a feminine face, and he's very good-looking. I like his eyes. He's got dark brown eyes, and I like men with dark eyes and black hair. But I think it's more in the personality, in the smile. So, I like this one best, Will Smith. He's got a really nice smile.
Thank you. And here's another lady. Excuse me, have you got a moment?
Well,
I'm doing a survey about the changing face of beauty. Can I ask you some questions?
Yes, okay, yes.
I've got some photos here. Can you tell me which of these people you like? Do you think any of them are good-looking?
Well, I don't really like any of them.
No? Well, so what sort of man do you like?
What sort of man do I like? Well, my husband's over there. I think he's good-looking. I like his hair. I love guys with red hair.
Which one?
The one looking in the shop window?
No, he's over there. He's wearing a white T-shirt and he's talking to that blonde woman. Excuse me.
And then I talk to some men to find out if they really prefer blondes, just like they did 50 years ago. Do you think it's true that men prefer blondes, sir?
What? No, not at all. Beauty comes in all shapes and sizes and ages. Look at this photo of Judi Dench. She's lovely. She isn't young, but she's got beautiful grey eyes and she always wears beautiful clothes. She looks kind and intelligent.
Yeah, she does, but I still prefer blondes, you know? Like Scarlett Johansson. Yeah. She's lovely. Slim, blonde hair, blue eyes. That's the sort of woman I like.
Scarlett Johansson? Slim?
Well, OK, but she's not fat.
No, that's true.
OK, guys. Thanks for talking to us.
Walk right in, walk right out. Walk right in, walk right out. That's what this song is all about.
All over the world, festivals bring people together. But why do people go? For the music? The food? The fun and games? We went to Bestival in the Isle of Wight, England, to find out. But the first question is, where do we sleep?
I've got a beach hut up here to stay in. I've got the key.
One man said it was like sleeping in the back garden.
It's like opening your back door, going down to the end of your garden, getting in your shed with your baby and wife, and then calling it a holiday.
You can stay in a hut, but most people here sleep in tents. There are a lot of different people here. Families, young people, older people. We asked, why do so many different people come to festivals?
Well, I suppose it gives everybody a chance just to be themselves and just be free and be away from their normal jobs. People will respect each other and have sort of some of those old-fashioned traditional values, but actually values that everyone really likes.
The thing I always think about festivals is they're just playgrounds for grown-ups.
And, of course, there's one reason everyone's here. The music. This really is a festival for all the community, young and old, mixing together. In the tea tent, these women are having a great time. Why do they go to festivals?
The community getting together and the young mixing with the older people. And we make cakes, we do pop festivals, we'll go anywhere, do anything.
So, if there's one answer to the question, why are you here? One thing that everyone talks about is this, being together.